Thank you, gentlemen. I believe that's our room.
No, Miss Lum, I believe you're right.
Let's see. Hello, John and Mary Stone. This is Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, a little band of treasure hunters have at last arrived in Tennessee in the general vicinity indicated by their treasure map. They've parked their car and are now preparing to follow the instructions on the map and start digging for the lost fortune. As we're looking on the travel-worn threesome, we find President Cedric Weehunt issuing orders to Lum and Abner.
What? Come on, fellas, get loaded up there. All we have to do now is just follow the directions on the map and start digging.
Yeah, well, Cedric, don't you think we ought to take the map steady? We can read the directions on it better than you can.
No, Mama, I'm president of this expedition, and I ain't going to take no chances letting that map get out of my hands.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Mr. Lum, grab them shovels there and that picket axe.
Well, I can't tote all of them by myself. Let Abner carry some of them.
Well, Mr. Abner will have his hands full, though. He's got to tote the gunny sacks to put the treasure in and the camp stools to set on and a pinball machine.
Pinball machine? I know that you can stop right there, Cedric. I ain't lugging that half-witted thing nowhere. Can't see no reason, no way to drag something like that along when all we're going to do is be digging.
Well, I need that pinball machine.
Oh, my.
Gotta have something to do while you fellas are digging.
While we're digging? Now, listen here, Cedric Weehunt. This has went too far. My doggies, you're just getting too dead blame high and mighty for your own good. Well, I'm quitting this expedition right here and now. I'm old and I'm out of it. I'm clean
now,
out.
Now, wait a minute,
right
man. Just calm yourself
down. No, sir, I don't want to calm myself down. I ain't going to take no more orders off of that smart aleck Lum.
Me?
Him and his big oddies. Yes, you. Doggies, I'm quitting. I'm done. Prom D-O-N done.
Simmer down, Abner.
Now, I don't
try offering a handle over some little thing like that.
Some little thing?
You know how high strung you are.
Doggies, I'm right now,
Cedric, right, will you excuse us for half a second? I want to talk to Abner alone in private by myself.
Yes, ma'am. Now, hurry up. I want to find that treasure as quick as I can and be rich. Boy.
Well, we'll hurry. Come over here, Abner. I want to discuss something.
I don't know where you're safe getting over here alone with me or not, Lum, as mad as I am. Ain't nothing I want to discuss except getting out of here and going back home. Wishing I'd never left there in the first place.
Yeah, I know how you feel, but now that we've got this close to where the treasure's buried, it'd be silly to turn around and go back.
Well, Lum, there ain't no use for us to dig up no treasure. No way. It all belongs to Cedric.
Yeah, I know, but...
You know as well as I do, he ain't going to let us get back into that company. We've been trying to talk him into it all the way to Tennessee, and he won't listen to it.
Well, we've been using the wrong ticket tax, I believe.
All he thinks about is how rich he's going to be. Doggies, he won't even let us look at that treasure, man.
I know he won't, but I believe I've studied up a way to change his mind a little bit.
I'd love to hear what it is, because I don't think there is no way, Lum.
Well, him talking about how rich he's going to be when he finds the treasure, give me the idea.
Yeah.
See, what we can do is gradually start pointing out the evils of being selfish and rich.
Evil?
Yeah, how you get to be a mean old man, finally, and when you die, everybody hates you.
Well, what good that gonna do?
Well, it'll show him that he's got the wrong altitude. First thing you know, he'd be begging us to let him share the treasure with us.
Reckon he will, showing up?
Well, it can't fail.
That's like a lot of it. Yeah, huh? And he will even tell the next to before we get through with him.
Well, if we can get hold of that thing, we'll be all right.
Yeah, well, Astro, we weren't subject to favor, didn't we? We ain't good for a boy to be selfish.
Well, that's what he wants to do.
Yeah, all we're doing is just trying to get our rightful share of this thing.
Sure.
After all, we was the ones that first got up this expedition.
Yeah.
Organized the company and everything else.
We done.
And Cedric coming and taking it away from us, you might say.
Why, sure we do. Now, let's start working on it right now, Mom.
Yeah, but Rick Lane, we've got to be subtle about this. Yeah, don't throw it to him all at one time. Work up to it sort of gradually.
Well, sure, I know what to do. I'm smart about such things.
Hurry up, fellas. Let's get started. Hurry up. I'm getting anxious here.
Well, we're coming, Cedric.
Be nice to him, man. No more flying off in the hand.
Be right with you, Cedric.
Well, hurry up. I want to get to that treasure.
Yeah, well, so do we, Cedric. Now, come on, Mom. Let's get loaded up here and get to digging out there somewhere.
Yeah, say, why don't we just take part of this stuff while we're following the map, and then when we locate the exact spot to dig in, why, then we can get the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, how about that, Mr. President?
Well, all right, I don't care. Just so we get started, that's all I care about. I want to start being rich quick as I can.
Yeah, it'll be nice for you, Cedric. Believe I'll just carry this little bitty shovel here for now.
This will be the first time I've ever been rich.
Well,
I can recollect. There ain't never been it before. See that dead oak stump there?
Yeah.
That's where we start out, according to the map.
Uh-huh. So you're going to be rich, huh, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. You see, 10 paces due east from the dead oak stump, it says here. Is due east anything like just plain old common everyday east?
Yeah, it's the same thing, I think, Cedric. What are you going to do with all that treasure, Cedric, when you get it?
You just be rich, I reckon. 10 paces due east from the dead oak stump and then turn left at a gray-colored rock.
Are you going to keep all that treasure for yourself, Cedric?
Well, here's the stump right here.
Huh?
Now we go due east. Reckon that's due east that way, Mr. Rome?
Well, I don't know. We better check that to make sure. Get out your compass, Cedric.
My what?
Your compass.
Compass?
That thing that you always carry in your watch pocket there. You've got that chain on there, Cedric.
Oh, this thing here?
Why, sure.
Well, be doggone. Is that what that is, a compass?
Why, master, what do you think it was?
Oh, I thought this was a watch. No wonder I was always having such a hard job telling the time by.
For the land's sake, such a boy.
Here, let me look at the compass.
Yeah, take it, Mama.
Now, you see where that aria points there? That's north. So that'd be east off that way.
Hmm.
The gray rock ought to be, well, right over there somewhere.
Yeah, well, come on, let's go.
Cedric, have you ever known any rich men personal? Especially a kind that gets rich by being selfish?
No, Mom. 10 paces. Let's see. 1, 2...
I'm glad you never saw one, Cedric, because it's a sad sight, ain't it, Mom?
Oh, my, yeah. Just a shame what happens to some folks when they get rich.
Sure is.
And don't share their wealth. Just a downright shame.
Breaks my heart to think of them.
Well, this is 10 paces here, but I don't see no gray-colored rock around here.
I tell you, it's a terrible thing to look at.
Well, a gray-colored rock is?
No, a rich old selfish man, Cedric.
Oh. Maybe my feet are bigger than the fella that measured off them 10 paces in the first place, and I went too far.
Well, it has to be bigger than anybody, Cedric.
Maybe that compass is off. I ain't wound the thing for a week or so.
Well, you don't wind compasses, Cedric. I don't think.
Wait a minute. There's a rock there. Right in that clump of weeds. See it?
Yeah, see it? Okay, that looks sort of green, Olam, instead of gray.
Yeah, it might have changed color since that map was drawn. Don't forget, that was a long time ago that map was made.
Yeah, and the fella might have been color-blinded, too. Yeah, that's more likely the rock right there, Cedric. Here, let us look at the map now and see where we go next.
No, Mama, I'll look at the map now. I'm the one that handles that.
I'll just try to help, I think.
Oh, well, let's see here. Turn left and go north, and you come to a double fence post.
Hmm.
Well, come on, fellas, follow me.
Yeah, we're coming.
Yeah, what was that you were saying about rich men?
Oh, we just saying what a shame it was what happens to some fellas when they get rich all of a sudden, Cedric.
Yeah, it's awful. I don't even want to talk about it.
Me neither. It gives me the walking, talking willies just to think about it.
Well, what does happen to them?
Oh, Lord, me, that is, you tell him, Mom. I just couldn't stand to tell you myself, Cedric. Go ahead, tell him, Mom.
Well, different things happen to them, Cedric.
Yeah, different things.
Yeah, they get older all the time, for one thing.
They'll do it every time. They get older every day.
And they keep getting selfisher and meaner.
Oh, my.
There's something right there. They get awful mean.
Oh, they just get as mean as anything at all. Kick little children around.
Do they sure enough do that?
Oh, hit them with sticks and throw rocks at dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Say mean things to old women folks. Leave a screen door open when they go outside and let flies in.
Well, what do they do all that for?
Well, just call. Why do they do it, Mom? I forget just now.
Well, they're mean because it just gets to be their human nature.
Yeah.
See, they don't have a friend left in the world, hardly.
Oh, no.
Everybody hates and despises them because they're so selfish, you know.
That's it. Nobody loves them. No friends, no nothing. Just a big heap of gold. Just a big fortune. That's absolute all they got left.
Oh, go on, that is sad, ain't it?
Oh, the poor fellas. Poor old mean fellas. To think about it.
And you think that might happen to anybody?
Oh, yes, it is.
And they get to looking different, too.
Their faces turned sort of hard like.
Well.
Yeah, well, they might not get to looking like their faces was made out of gold instead of flesh and skin.
Yeah, they get to where they just don't need to shave or wash no more, Cedric. They just get some old metal polish and shine up their faces about once a week. That's all they do.
Do they actually do that?
Oh, sure.
Well, no, now. They don't actually do that, Cedric. Help yourself, Abner. Don't care if things too far.
Oh, but I got going now, wouldn't I?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you one thing, though, Cedric. As soon as they get rich, they start having trouble with their income tax.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible, too, that stuff.
Oh, it gets so complicated to figure out that they finally drive themselves and just start raving mad crazy.
Yes, sir, just complete text in the head. It's awful, Cedric, it is.
And to think they was all nice fellows like you when they started out in life, too.
But they got that one bad, unlucky break. They got rich.
Yeah, that one disaster had to overtake them, and that ruined them.
Yeah, what a pity. What a pity.
Doggone it, fellas, I believe I'm going to change my mind about something here.
Change your mind? You going to change your mind showing up, Cedric?
Yes, well, got to do it.
Well, good for you.
See, where's that old trace in there?
It's right there in your side pocket, Cedric, right there. Can
you get that thing out right now? And...
Yeah, get it out. We'll take care of it, Cedric. That's what we'll do. Hey, Cedric, wait a minute. Don't do that. Don't tear up that map. You're ruining it, Cedric.
Well, I'm glad I done her, too. I done it, and I'm glad.
Well, now you can't never find that buried treasure.
Well, I know it, but I got to think about you fellas.
Think about us?
Yes, Mom. I was aiming to give you fellas a half of everything we dig up, but if it's going to do that to you, the heck with it. I'd never let that happen to no friends of mine.